A new plan to manage halibut in Southeast Alaska and the Central Gulf has just been put out for public review and comment by NOAA Fisheries. The plan addresses the problem of charter operators exceeding their harvest limits. It also allows for the transfer of shares from commercial quota holders to charter operators. KBBI's Marsha Lynn reports.
Currently, the commercial and charter halibut fisheries are managed under two different programs. The North Pacific Fishery Management Council recommended the new plan in October of 2008.
They talked about it for many years before that, so it's been recognized as an issue for a while, and the catch-sharing plan, as we're proposing it in the rule, is the council's recommendation for the way to manage the charter fishery.
This is Rachel Baker, Fisheries Management Specialist for NOAA Fisheries Alaska Region. She says the plan would replace the current guideline harvest level plan now being used for the charter fleet, which she says has not been effective in controlling over-harvesting, particularly in Southeast.
Charter harvest estimates in Southeast have exceeded the guideline harvest level every year since it was implemented in 2003.
She says the catch-sharing plan has three main components. The first is to establish a clear allocation of halibut between the commercial and halibut charter sectors in Southeast and South Central Alaska. That would be done when the International Pacific Halibut Commission sets catch limits for both sectors prior to the start of each fishing season. She says the second component of the plan establishes pre-season charter harvest restrictions intended to limit charter harvests to their sector allocation.
You know, for Southeast Alaska, for example, one halibut of any size, that would be the charter harvest restriction for the upcoming year. That would actually be specified ahead of time for that year and implemented at the same time as the catch limits, which is a little bit different than the current process.
The third component of the plan lets commercial halibut IFQ holders transfer shares to halibut charter operators. The cost of transfers from IFQ to what's being called guided angler fish, or GAF, would be decided between a commercial quota shareholder and a charter halibut permit holder. And that concept is a first, says Baker.
It is anticipated to be a market-based transaction between lessor and lessee. That was, I think, what the council anticipated. And I think it's definitely a new idea. No one is, at least that I know of, is exactly sure how many people will use this component of the catch-sharing plan or what the lease prices might be. It'll be one of these new things that we'll have to figure out.
The idea of transferring quota between the two sectors has long been discussed, and some charter industry groups are backing a plan known as the Catch Project. According to Baker, that project aims to form a nonprofit or some type of entity to permanently purchase commercial quota share for use in the charter fishery. In Homer, I'm Marsha Lynn.